President?
Yeah.
I have Mr. Chandler. President, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. President. How are you?
Norm, the more important thing is, how are you?
Well, I'm coming along.
Great, great. Well,
I've had a little surgery, and I'm going to have some more.
Well, you...
A few cobalt treatments, and I feel lousy, but I've been more or less on the shelf, but I'm at least up and around.
Well, your voice sounds great.
Well, as...
Well, I'll tell you, when I heard about this, I said, well, I mean, I had... Somebody told me you had dual problems, and I said, well... I said, we couldn't... We need you. That's the mace. We just can't... You know, at least, you know, I've got to go to the Grove sometime, and I want you to be there,
I'll be there.
You know, by the time I get there, I'll probably be in that group where they put over in the side there, you know.
I don't think so.
The old guard.
I don't think
so. What I want to tell you, too, is I've been sitting here, I'm at Camp David, actually, and we're sort of in, we're trying to work out all the new appointments. We're having a, we're going to have a massive reorganization, which you'll be very pleased with, I'm sure, but in any event, I also have been working on all of the letters and so forth to the thousands of people that worked and contributed and so forth. And as I
want to add my congratulations on a wonderful victory.
Well, let me say that as I thought about it, you know, you think of a few indispensables. And as I have told you before, one of the indispensables was not only the endorsement of the Times in 46, which, of course, was essential in my ever getting the nomination as a congressman, but in 1950, I will never forget when Kyle Palmer, when I was in California, I didn't know what I was going to do, and I did, you know, just a junior congressman.
Uh-huh.
Kyle invited me to have lunch with him, and he took me to the old Biltmore, and I can remember today what I had. I had a tamale, one of those great big tamales.
Yeah.
And Kyle, you know, he's a sort of blunt, he sort of rumbled around, he said, well, Dick, he said, I don't think it's a good idea, but Norman told me that I should tell you that if you want to run for the Senate, that the Times will support you. And I said, well, you know, I gulped a bit, but without that little word from you, I would have never run, and I'd never be here now.
Well, I think of that often, too.
As I imagine, well, I'll tell you, you were the man, and what you have done through the years, your support has meant so much to me. I mean, not only in the paper, but I remember the time at the Grove after the, you know, before the 68, when you, Walter Annenberg, came over to Caveman, you remember?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good talk.
Yeah, that's right. I hope Walter stays on for a while.
Well, I'm going to keep him on for a while. I've asked him to. Don't you think it's a good idea?
Sure. I talked to him. He was here last week.
Yeah.
I talked to him and urged him to stay on for a while longer.
Well, if you could, you might. You know, I talked to him myself. I dropped him. I wrote him a little note before the election, before it was. Let me say, everybody wants that job, and I think, I just feel he should stay there for a while.
I do, too.
And if you're dropping him a note, and you could say you and I were chatting, it's nice for him to get it, you know, through a third hand.
I'll do that. I think it would take a little heat off of you if he's for another year or two.
That's right. I sort of had that in mind.
Well, that's good.
I got enough heat as it is.
Yeah, I'll drop him a note.
Right.
Well, I congratulate you again. It was just an unbelievably great victory for you and our country.
Well, it looks as if now that our total percentage might even, it's already the biggest absolute margin in terms of votes in the region, but also the margin may go over 61 points, which is not bad.
Yeah, the polls proved to be pretty correct, didn't they?
Yes, sir, right on the line.
Right on the button.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, now you take care, and you're going to beat this thing, you know?
Well, I think I will. I might have to have more surgery in about a month. They might have to go into my lymph glands my throat.
Ooh.
And that's not good. And on the other hand, this cobalt might clean it all up.
Well,
but it's not very nice to have it hanging over your head. But as soon as I stop my cobalt, I'll stop feeling better. I can't even taste the food.
Ooh.
Lost all my taste. I can't tell whether I'm drinking a martini or a glass of milk.
Oh, boy.
That's just awful.
I know. It must be. Well,
Mr. President, you're very, very nice to call and make inquiry, and I deeply appreciate it. And all the best of luck to you and my love to Pat.
Right. Well, you'll get a note from me, but just one of the little thank you notes, but I wanted to call you and just tell you what we were thinking about you.
Very
give our best to Buff.
Thank you very, very much.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.